techniques that will change your life. The radio program running well over 10 years, Better Living Health, every Wednesday, 1120-99.7.
Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, friends. Today we have a special guest with us, Alex Hassinger. We would like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program, Alex.
Peter, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right. Alex is joining us from company Luberson. And so, Alex, I'd like for you to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself so we can get better acquainted.
My background is history. Actually, I've been a thoroughbred racehorse trainer, involved in horses my entire life, and professionally did it for 25 years and trained high-end thoroughbred racehorses, and was fortunate enough to win two Breeders' Cups, and I ran horses in the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. And through my journeys on the racetrack, I was fortunate enough to meet Dr. Stephen Albay, who is the developer of probably 30-plus years ago, as he did my veterinary work in several different occasions while working on the racetrack, and becoming friends and proponent of, you know, preventative health scenarios with horses, I joined the company, Luberson HA Family Products, shortly after Dr. Ollett developed the products in 2004. Mm-hmm. I joined on in 2005, and currently I'm a VP of Business history, but majority of it has been, with horses and preventative care of horses, dogs, and of course, we have a human product, which we talked about.
Okay, that's wonderful, Alex. So you're coming from the horses, and you're a horse trainer, and at least was, and you wanted to make sure those horses remain healthy. Now, Alex, did horses have issues with joints?
Actually, Peter, they do. With the high-end race horses or any performance horse, any time a horse, and this goes for really any mammal, any time they have any kind of concussion, then there's always things that can happen to the synovial fluid. That's the fluid that cushions the cartilage caps and all the joints. So with a high-end thoroughbred, we're putting a lot of pressure on their joints. So A lot of the therapies that you see today, even in the human field, actually started in the racehorse business because they're maybe at times more proactive in getting things to take the best of care for these thoroughbreds. And, we start with the thoroughbreds when they're early on, when they're yearlings and early two-year-olds, and we are, constantly monitoring their joints, their movement. This is where, Dr. Albay came into play because he is an expert lameness veterinarian. So,
okay.
We tried to address these issues before they happen. Now they're
okay.
With a horse because they're kind of quadrupeds and there's four limbs to deal with.
Okay.
Aside from a person where you just two limbs that you're walking on.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Now, we know, heart disease, number one killer in the United States, cancer, number two, and I think diabetes or medicine, number three. In the animal realm, or at least with the horse, that which where does joint issue, arthritis, inflammation, where do they rank in the horses?
Well, I'd say it ranks high. I wouldn't have an exact statistic,
okay. But
obviously for performance horses, it's everything to do with their heart, their lungs, because they have to pump so much air, and then, of course, their joints. So, those are the three things we looked at, so to speak, as a trainer. Could their heart pump enough blood? Could their lungs carry enough oxygen? And, can their joints hold up to the concussion, the daily concussion?
Yeah.
Through 3 to 4 or 5 years of
training and racing. Okay, that's great. Wonderful. So now we're going to switch to the human side of things here.
Yeah.
I know there's quite a bit of similarity. As we look at the joints and the challenges with the joint, now we're looking at joint fluid, but which rang first? Is it the loss of the joint fluid? Is it the deterioration of the joint, the calcification of the joints? What's the order here? Okay.
There's a couple of scenarios. The first one is as we get old, there's a natural senility change for all mammals to get some form of joint pain and or arthritis.
Okay.
And when we're active, when we're young, and maybe a young athlete with the concussion, you're also breaking the fluid down. So when that thick viscous synovial fluid, joint fluid, loses its viscosity, that's when the cartilage caps hit, that's when you have calcification, inflammation, pain, and eventually arthritis. It's kind of in that type of scenario.
So there's a thinning of the fluid, and when the fluid becomes too thin, then we begin to have issues with calcification, inflammation, arthritis, huh? Yeah.
Or played professional sports or college sports, it could show up quicker because they had more concussion than their joints.
Okay. What about where does the cartilage comes in there? Cartilage in the joint, does that become affected? Okay.
Revitalize and keep the cartilage healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So when our hyaluronic acid or synovial fluid breaks down and you have rapid concussion on the cartilage, that's when the cartilage can deteriorate or you can get a meniscus tear or different things like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. And so problems develop there. And so we're looking at cartilages in the joint. What about in the spine? Do we have any similar situation there occurring?
There is. I'm not a doctor. All of my conversations with Dr. Alday, because I became very interested in the science years ago, in the spine, from what he has told me, that there's two places in the spine that need to have the hyaluronic acid because it cushions the discs in the spine, which is equally important. So you're exactly right.
Okay. So listeners, what we're talking about is the joint, aching, inflamed joint, and we're looking at the part that the joint fluid, HA, plays in providing proper lubrication for the joint so the joint can flex easily without aches and pains and frictions and heat loss and all of that. So that's what we're talking about. Now, so here we're looking at this here. So by supplying the joint fluid, HA, what do we normally see resulting when we begin to supply the joint fluid? Previously, that which was there has either disappeared or get thin, doesn't work as well. So now if a person begin to take supplemental joint fluid, what are they expecting to see? What will happen usually?
Yeah. Well, basically, where Dr. Albe has really pioneered the science of hyaluronic acid, we know it has to be in a hydrated liquid form, and it has to be a high molecular weight. That means the size of the molecule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For instance, the product that we have is about 2.4 million daltons, so it's actually bioidentical to healthy synovial fluid. So the person is having some joint pain, and they get on a regimen of our product, Liberson HA, then there, you can see positive results in 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's commonly for shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is absolutely wonderful. So as they begin to take this joint fluid. Now, I wonder, seeing that it's liquid, and you mentioned that the HA need to be in a liquid form, but there are lots of HA on the market that is in capsule. What is the difference? Okay.
Our product, being a liquid, is actually absorbed in the mucosal membranes in the mouth and the esophagus, and studies show it's into the bloodstream in 30 minutes.
Okay.
So if you take a capsule or a powder or a pill, it has to be forced into a solution in the stomach or between the mouth and the stomach, and it just takes too long for that process to happen.
Okay. Okay, so there are some drawback to the capsule tablet powder version, the possibility of destroyed by the acid in the stomach, not becoming absorbed, or it takes a little longer time, whereby the liquid form, HA, which your company produces, that's readily absorbed. You mentioned, where is that absorbed?
Mainly in the upper GI tract, so it would be the mucosal membranes in the mouth and the esophagus.
Okay, the mucosal membrane in the mouth as well as in the esophagus. Okay. That is wonderful. Now, considering that this is a liquid, a person drinking water or not drinking water, have you seen any connection with whether the body is easier able to make this fluid or whether it's not? If a person doesn't drink water any at all, does that factor in?
Well, I think water, you know, just if you speak of water on a whole, I mean,
yeah.
You know, water is pretty much, you know, one of the fuels needed for every cell in the body as a fuel, so to speak. So, you know, I think any time if the body's working better, if it's well hydrated, then, you know, I think probably anything you think is going to work better. I don't think there's a particular association to how much water you drink. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, we do know we have to drink water, and it's important for cells and tissues and everything in our body to work properly.
Absolutely, because considering that our body is 75-80% water, and if we don't drink water, it presents a challenge for the body to carry on its regular normal functions.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, okay, as we continue to look at this joint fluid, Now, your company produces the liquid form of HA, Lubricin HA. Has there been studies to show that this actually does work? It's not just another supplement that people take and, you know, it flushes out. Okay.
They did an article that was written in the 2004 Journal of Applied Nutrition that spoke about HA, its effectiveness on you know, for helping healthy joints or joints stay healthy. And the biggest question with hyaluronic acid was, you know, does the body absorb it and does it get to the joint? Well, in that article, they cited 159 scientific studies. Gets to the joint. Now, since that time, and since we came out with Lubricin in 2004, we have done clinical studies, double-blind studies with our product that showed it to be effective. We've done it with people, we've done it with horses. So we know it's effective by science, and we know that in a very high percentage of people that take it, find relief.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Now, if I may ask, you know, maybe someone have shared their experience or experience that you know of personally, what is the most dramatic experience that you have seen, whether in horses or in human, where that HA joint fluid has made the most dramatic result? Okay.
And we go there because we sell our horse product and our dog product and our human product. And
okay.
I had a lady walk up. She said, I really like your product. I said, well, thank you very much. She said, let me tell you my story. Once she told her story, I got her to say it again and get it on videotape. She said, I was scheduled for a knee replacement surgery.
Okay.
And her friend told her about Lubricin HA joint supplement. She started to take it. And within a few weeks, and she had not had, and this was a year ago, she did not have to have a knee replacement surgery.
Wow.
Now, you know, we will say that everybody's different.
Yeah.
But we've had anywhere from 4 to 5 people, you know, unsolicited testimonials that people said that they canceled joint replacement surgeries by taking our product.
Yeah, I've heard of at least one of those experience here in my local town, Camden, Tennessee. A customer told me that, you know, she was able to go back to work. She was scheduled for surgery, but she was able to put it off and go back to work by taking the joint fluid by Lubricin. And so that was quite significant there, you know. Now, you mentioned, okay, you have horse product. Is this the same kind of joint fluid? And horses are much larger than humans, at least most of us anyway. What's the difference between the fluid for the horse and the fluid for the human, maybe the dosage, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You know, what Dr. Almay found is in his all the science that he did with the HA molecule was that all mammals metabolize it differently. So horses, dogs, people, we all do it differently. It's the same, basically the same liquid, although our human product has 25% more HA in it because people metabolize it differently. Horses, you know, they metabolize it fine. It's a little bit of a different dosage for them because they're bigger, obviously. But where it works the most dramatically would be with dogs because dogs metabolize things very quickly.
Okay.
I've had many people
In less than a week?
Yes.
Wow, that's quite significant. Now, so dogs as well, they have joint fluids. All animal form that has joints require joint fluid. And so they suffer from some of the same ailments that humans do. Now, let's look at the dosage for, let's say, first let's talk with human dosage of the liquid HA. What is the recommended dosage? And is this the most therapeutic dosage? Okay.
We usually start, we ask people to start for at least a week, and maybe even 2 weeks if they have a pre-existing condition, to do a tablespoon. Most people do just fine on the daily dose of 2 teaspoons. Some people, take more, might take a double dose. I know I do that. If I had a rough weekend landscape in the backyard, I'll do a double dose for the weekend, and I recover better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Safe, it's gluten-free, it has no contraindications with other medications, so it's safe to do a double dose if you need to.
Yeah.
And then with the horses up to 1,200 pounds, it's a tablespoon, half an ounce. So they don't need, it's kind of weird with a big horse like that, they really don't need much, much more than a human. But the dogs, a 100-pound dog,
wow.
Yeah. So they just turn it over so much quicker.
Oh. Wow, that's interesting. Now, what time, is there a special time, a best time, a less desirable time to take the product?
I don't think so. There really isn't a specific time, but the reason for it is that any exogenous source, outside source of hyaluronic acid, if it's, a pill, a powder, a liquid, or an injection in your knee, that hyaluronic acid is metabolized in 36 hours, so it peaks rapidly in a day and a half, 2 days, it's out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
Where the benefit is with Lubricin being a high molecular weight liquid is that if you take it every day, you always have a bioavailable serum level in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Joints can pull that from the bloodstream.
Okay, so it's good to take it every day. So it doesn't matter whether you take it at bedtime, for consistency, or when you wake up. But certainly it's not recommended to take it with meal. It's amazing with all the amount of joints in the human body that 2 teaspoons is sufficient to supply the need for all those joints or the joints that's defective. So my other question is, can a person give the HA for human, to a dog, or even cats? I imagine, whatever animal they have, would there be a problem?
Well, we did specific labeling for specific species for you.
Okay.